And good morning to you as we launch into a new week of sport right here on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Good morning to everyone through SEN 1170 AM in Sydney, brought to you by Brighton's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Brighton's Lawyers. You may be listening on the app, wherever you're listening on the SEN network, or indeed on the podcast. What has been a very torrid weekend, of course, with the traumatic and tragic events of Saturday at Bondi Junction, where six innocent people lost their lives. We will address that huge story out of 7 o'clock this morning with Robert Avadia from Channel 7 coming on to wrap things up. By all means, if you want to text support through our text line this morning, the Edgewater Homes text line, you can do that, 0457 736 736. But we are a sports program, but it is a story so big and so tragic that, of course, we will talk about it this morning. Robert Avadia, as I say, coming on the show after 7 o'clock. Greg Alexander, my co-host, it did sort of make sport irrelevant in a big way on Saturday. I think we're all rocked to the core and still are and still will be for some time.
Unbelievable and unbelievably tragic too, Vossie, absolutely. I think everyone was, you know, certainly in a somber mood on Saturday when the story was breaking, and certainly in shock. And then yesterday to read the, you know, what had actually gone on at Bondi Junction, quite unbelievable.
All in the space of, I think they've put it down to 23 minutes, 23 minutes, the spree of the killer going through Bondi Junction. And as it obviously hits home, could have been any of us. It's just a shopping centre on a Saturday, people going about their lives, first day of school holidays. So as I say, we will get to that out of 7 o'clock. Sport from the weekend. Boy, it is the weekend of extra timing. And golden. Well, the Masters
sports,
this morning,
sports
Brandy.
On. Sport, yeah, it's Masters week.
Do you want to unpack Masters the weekend. Golf decks straight away just to get everyone up to speed?
Well, I think we should. Yeah, I really think we should. And it was a weekend, Vossie, where golfers were just hanging on. I can't remember seeing the course play as brutal because of the high winds on Friday and Saturday Augusta time. And Scottie Scheffler is still in the lead. The leaders are through the opening six holes. So Scheffler's at 7-under. Åberg is at 6-under along with Morikawa. Max Homer at 5-under. You got Tommy Fleetwood and Bryson DeChambeau. DeChambeau birdied 5 to go to 3-under. Cameron Smith is at 2-under. Now, Cameron Smith chipped in on the second hole for an eagle to get to 2-under.
Not out of the mix.
Not completely out of the mix, but you just think this afternoon it's going to be hard to really get something going. The low score of the day, Jason Day had a 3-under, and there's a few golfers that have finished. Minwoo Lee had a good final round, 3-under the card, Vossie, to finish at 4-over. Jason Day, a further shot back, he's finished his round at 5-over the card. Tyrrell Hatton is at 3-under, and he's 5-under at the moment. So that's about the low score of the day so far, but he's still on course. He's at 2-under the card. But 5-under today, it's brutal out. It's still windy, and the greens are like glass.
We will keep you updated in the final round. They always say it doesn't begin until the back nine on Sunday. By the way, Tiger Woods had a last round 5-over par. He's going to finish last of the 60 players who make the cut, but to his credit, still made the cut. When we're talking about close finishes from the weekend, I want to just start with the Sydney Derby in the A-League. So Simone and Harry Voss went along, said just an amazing night, an absolutely amazing night. 26,000 crowd at Allianz on Saturday night, one of the great derbies. Sydney FC getting up 2-1, 1-0 through 72 minutes, 5 minutes into stoppage time, Wanderers claw one back for 1-1, and then a matter of a couple of minutes later, young Jaden Kaczarski, super sub, comes on, nails the goal for a 2-1 win. Now, what was observed at full-time? Mark Redan, who can be a little loose. Yeah, prickly.
Well, loose.
Out
prickly
on field,
loose.
Manhandling his own players, was observed by the crowd. I mean, what's going on? Like, remember, Brown never lived
at
Pound.
Hang on.
Pushing his own players. Yeah, pushing his own players. What's anyone else witness that on Saturday night? Because it was there for everyone to see who was actually focused on the coach at the end of the game. I mean,
like a little shove or a grabbing, yep, and yeah, pushing.
Yeah.
And...
Yep. Ugh. Yep. Yeah. Nathan Brown never lifted down, did he? The face slap of Trent Barrett all those years ago with Lance Thompson and pushing, you know, pointing fingers. Brett Furman was there as well, and he slaps Trent Barrett in the face. So anyone witnessed that on Saturday night? High emotion. But Sydney FC, they're headed for the finals. They are headed for the finals, and the Wanderers, they have to get through some pretty nervous times ahead. At Allianz Stadium the previous night, Brandy, the Waratahs got up one kicking penalty goal to force the game to golden point over the Crusaders, then kicked the field goal. Will Harrison kicked the penalty goal, then he kicks the field goal, and they beat the Crusaders 43-40. So
is that our second win? Waratahs win number two. They've beaten the Crusaders twice now.
Yeah. Give it up.
Roll.
Give it up for the Waratahs. Now, those close finishes permeate through the NRL, Brandy. What's your best close finish of the weekend? What a beauty it was.
Well, I only have to go back to last night, Vossi. You know, the Raiders, Titans probably had no right to be still in the game, but even at halftime, when they scored just before the halftime bell to go in 12-6 down, and then somehow scrapped their way to a 20-all draw at halftime, at full time. Brian Kelly's kick. Like, now, what a moment that was. Brian Kelly with a NRL kicking record of none from one, kicks the goal from the sideline to take it to extra to golden point. That was quite incredible. And then Jamal Fogarty does it when it looked like, for all money, it was going to a draw. When Kieran Foran missed his kick, and Kieran Foran's no hasn't got a long record of kicking field goals either, and his last shot certainly looked like that. But then for Ethan Strange to run almost 60 metres from the tap restart with less than 30 seconds to go, or around the 30-second mark, that
good
was
player.
A big moment. That,
good
he's
player.
He's a very good player. And then Jamal Fogarty, whose kicking game last night was just... You just don't see a better kicking game.
He hits the bombs better than Burton now. Hits the bombs
Fogarty
better than Burton.
Yeah, but it's just his all reds. The variety of kicks that he puts on, lays on tries, punches into corners, puts up high kicks. That first high kick of the match, Vossi, was as good as you've ever seen. And you're right, throw Matt Burton's bombs into the mix. But for excitement, well, I guess the Warriors Manly was probably
well. That's it.
Probably
so
equaled it.
If Fogarty didn't get that field goal, what was the stat? That would have been the first time we've had two draws in a round for over 20 years. I think it was 2001. You know, we're talking pre-Golden Point. We've never had two Golden Point draws in a round. So the stats people were rubbing their hands together. How good's this? A moment in time. And then Fogarty stepped up. And then you've got other games that were decided by two. I know, we spoke about Roosters Knights on Friday morning's program, but that in the end, by the score, was a 2-point game. Storm Bulldogs 2-point game. I mean, no, you didn't on Friday. That's true.
Yeah.
Storm
don't,
Bulldogs.
Don't rub it in. You don't have to rub it in. Yeah.
Storm Bulldogs 2-point game. Eels Cowboys. You know, it was in the balance for a long time. Rabbitohs had
the dogs. How didn't the dogs win?
Yeah,
the dogs,
poor doggies.
Dogs.
Poor dogs.
They should have won.
Melbourne have become the heart, you know, the cardiac kids, haven't they? They just close finish after close finish.
Three games. And then, of course, you had the Eels and the Cowboys, which you probably just mentioned, with Deja and Arcee, who I thought was very good in the 5'8 jumper, number 6 jumper. So that was good. And then you and I spent time together on the weekend, which, you know, we always like to catch up and throw around sporting stories. But we just happened to lob out at Homebush for the game where it was... The build-up for the Sharks-Bunnies game was like there was only one side playing. You forgot that there was 2 points up for grabs. It was all about South Sydney, Jason Demetrio. Jai Gray, his first bomb catch and run, which was a moment. That was a moment of the weekend. That was a moment. It was pretty special.
What's the expression? Low centre of gravity, doesn't he? Is that, I don't even know what that means, low centre of gravity, but what it's like.
I've spoken many times on the program this year about people that are vertically challenged, and I won't call him that. I won't call him any names, but he's very short, yes.
Right. Very, very short.
But good. Exciting.
Yeah. Yeah. Just on some of the games over the weekend, you know how we talk about Dally M points in the negative? Pretty remarkable thing if you get around. I'm starting to look at Dally M points almost like an addict now.
What are you trying to guess?
Trying to pick up things that are amazing. But what I did learn from the weekend is that I don't think the wingers have ever had a better weekend than the one just gone by. In two cases, the Cronulla game and the Dragons game yesterday, wingers picked up the 3 points from both judges. So Ronaldo Mulitalo got 6 points on Saturday night, and I can't disagree with that.
No.
And Zach Lomax got 6 points. A lot of people criticised Nicho Hynes. I don't quite know how Nicho Hynes picked up points from Saturday night. I wouldn't have thought that was one of his better games, but he's picked up another 2 points from the night. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Nicho Hynes picked up more points. How does that work?
Right.
Just keeps picking up points.
I don't know.
He's had one try assist this year.
I couldn't have given.
Anyway, but the wingers
sort of part time did his job. But Ronaldo's moment, and if you're talking about moments over the over the weekend, Ronaldo's moment where he caught and then offloaded with one of the more amazing passes for a Teague Wilton try. That was a gold moment. But he was brilliant all game, and he started strong and just kept going, kept getting involved. And Lomax, you know, his ability to take the high ball yesterday was on show. It was spectacular, some of his takes.
Actually, Brandy, on the Dally M's, this may be a record. I think all bar last night's game, every game the two judges went the same way with their man of the match. Joey Manu Thursday night picked up six points. Viliami Kikau got the 6 from Storm v Bulldogs. Pat Carrigan got the 6 Broncos Dolphins. Daly Cherry Evans, 6 for Manly Warriors.
I was a judge on the Brisbane Dolphins game.
Oh, you're going to say there's a problem, Pat Carrigan?
No, I went Carrigan, I went Cobbo, and I went Walsh.
Walsh, I can see that. Yeah. I can see that. Gutherson got 6 for Parramatta, Mulitalo 6 for Cronulla, Lomax 6 for the Dragons, and Fogarty got 5. There's the odd one. 5 out of Canberra. Titans, have your say on those sort of things if you want. The Great Southern Bank open line. Love to hear from you today. 1300 01 1170. Go anywhere you want, really, on a Monday morning in the wrap-up, the good, bad and ugly. If you want to give a wrap, if you want to put the slipper in, do it.
Yeah, anything you want to talk about. It's a Monday. Generally, anything goes on a Monday, doesn't it? You don't want to be pigeonholed into discussing just one thing or one aspect of the weekend. So let's open it up.
Now, you will know, and everyone, you know, I don't talk much UFC, Brandy, but
Come on.
I caught a bit of the action yesterday. This Blake Holloway, this has gone. They've acclaimed it as maybe the greatest knockout of all time in UFC. It's a knockout. Like the last 10 seconds of the bout, or 15 seconds of the bout, the two fighters sort of made some gentleman's agreement. Let's just punch on for the last 15. Let's make it an exciting finish. And with 2 seconds to go, a massive right-hander over the top. Have a listen.
Holloway shows some mortality. Look at this. Holloway just told him. Stand right here. Oh! Big connection late. Oh! Goal! Dancing face first on the canvas. And Holloway wins the BMF title. Oh, my
God. Just pandemonium pretty much, Brandy, in the commentary.
I'd say by the reaction of the commentators, that was a pretty big moment. Rossi.
Max Holloway.
Look good, did it?
Good. Holloway, the building, I can't say it on here, can I? They were fighting for the baddest mother something belt, they call it. And Holloway and name? Justin Gaethje. They decided to let loose in the final 10, 15 seconds of the bite. Their five round battle where I think Gaethje had his nose broken in the first. So that was, if you're a UFC fan, you're pretty excited about that.
Yeah. Just a quick text, and it's close to my heart. Boys, this is Barry from Batlow. Boys, how good is the disruptor rule? On the nose. Yeah, on the nose.
I never really touched on the controversy. So South Sydney lose Cameron Murray before halftime on Saturday night.
Yep.
Doesn't Sione play Katoa. Again in the second half. Sione Katoa gets 2-game ban later. Yep. Yesterday, forceful contact there in the Dragons Tigers game. David Clemmer.
Twice.
Shot in the head.
Twice.
Like, yeah, but forceful contact. And nothing. Is it because Flanagan gets up? Mate, that's a crap rule. If we are waiting to see blokes prone on the ground to see if they are concussed, whether we're deciding now on the sin bin. And the 10 minutes off the field is so big.
Yeah.
You know, we send everyone off that if it just has a slight scent of a hip drop. Yet we had blatant head contact in two incidents on this round, and neither went to the sin bin. One player later suspended. Clemmer will get suspended today as well.
He will.
So what's going on in the bunker? What is going on? They're confusing themselves or something.
But must be.
Second-guessing themselves. Yeah. Brandy, I think it's time you went in the bunker.
Clem could have been sin bin both times.
100%. But certainly the first time. Yeah. First time. Had to be once it was established. If you're penalising him... So just go through the logic of that. You're penalising him for a high shot. You review the video. It's his shoulder, high bicep, direct contact with the head and forceful. Like
swinging.
Rushing in, yeah, hitting hard,
yeah.
Collects him in the head, and he stays on. How's that work? Graham Innesley, yeah. What happens? He'll say, we probably should have seen him in. But how? How did one of your main men, one of your referees in the box not see that? They saw it.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, that and the disruptor. Back to the golf too. Just quickly, the golf before we go to a break. Ludwig Åberg, young Swede. He's at 6 under, as is Morikawa, as is Scheffler, who's just had a bogey. So all three at 6 under the card. Max Homer at 5 under. That's top.
By the way, have you got another name for the disruptor? Because I'm getting a bit sick of it already. I feel silly even saying it.
Yeah.
So can we come up with something else?
The cynical disruptor.
Chaser, disruptor in the drop zone. Can we come up with something else, please? We've got some great minds tuned in. Text or call in right here. Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. Our Masters updates, Brandy, brought to you by Golf Space. Elevate your game. And the Breakfast Show brought to you, Brandy, by?
It would be Kubota and also
Bryden's Lawyers.
Our friends Bryden's Lawyers.
That's it. Brandy, on point. This is the show on a Monday morning. Rip in. Go for it.